Welcome to another episode of the Lords of Loban. We're back here in the studio again. We just bought our new house, our new studio in Yishun, with the number of the beast 666.
Yeah.
When you enter our studio, you got to be growling and you got to carry candles.
Yeah.
And you got to have a...
Unless you're a fan of Iron Maiden, then it's not really a serious thing, lah. You might be a millionaire in the next few years.
Yeah, you got to be a fan of Slipknot. You got to wear a mask.
Yeah, the Heretic Anthem.
Yeah. And then you got to sing...
Just make sure you don't play bass or drums. You might be dead. As two of their prominent members have died.
Right.
Yeah.
And you have to bring in an offering. You have to bring an offering. We're going to burn it.
You're making this into a Taoist place.
It's a curse.
You got to make the devil happy.
I haven't decided yet.
It's like you're walking through the gates of hell.
I'm 60 numbers away from 666.
Yeah, 60 numbers away.
60. Oh, is it more than that? Maybe. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I should be revealing my.
No, you're 630 numbers
studios,
away.
Huh?
Yeah. You shouldn't reveal your birthday.
630 numbers away.
600, yeah. A long time.
Right.
But no, those lucky fellas, they sold their place for 1.2 million.
Yes.
Find out more on the Breaking Wind.
Yes. And we've got a new venture as well.
What?
We have a new business venture.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Since we got a new studio, right? Massive place with multiple rooms. Mm. We're going to open our own massage parlors.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where you can spend your CDC money. Yeah. Well, we'll apply for the thing. Just like how these entrepreneurs at, where is this one? Some Heartland.
Say some Heartland. Yishun is in Heartland, what?
Yeah.
Yishun is called Heartland.
Competition, lah.
Exactly.
Competition.
But we've got to keep it.
Check whether the Dreamland is parking.
If you were to assign a part of the body to a place in Singapore, Yishun would be the ass.
The prostate, lah.
The prostate.
Yeah, the prostate. You got to milk it.
You got to milk it. You've got to finger it.
Yeah.
And you
make
it
come.
There might be pleasure there, but that's also the place where you shit.
Yeah. Mm. You know, after you come, suddenly you might feel like your splinter is opening and then shit comes out.
Yes.
Yeah. So
you got to take the good and the bad.
No, it could double as a what? Colon...
Colon cleanse.
Colon cleanse and also
colon inspection.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Colonoscopy.
A colonoscopy, right. Yes.
No, like I think it'll just end up with you getting hemorrhoids.
It's okay. We'll use enough lube.
Lube, yeah.
Yeah, and I'll make sure that my fingernails are short.
And also make sure you don't push.
But knowing, don't push too hard. Knowing Yishun, it might be chompang nasi lemak, sambal chili as lube.
Oh my laksa god.
Also.
What, the 928?
924.
924. I went past 925 and I smelled chicken rice and I was
that's
like,
good.
Shit.
925 right. Chicken rice, still good shit.
Still
good
shit.
God damn.
Yeah,
still good shit.
God damn. And I walked through the park.
And it doesn't give you
to go to Yishun Safra.
Yeah.
And as I was walking past, there was like a small turtle.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Turtle tortoise.
And you killed it? And,
No, it was trying to cross.
Right.
And tortoise, like, I mean, if it's
tortoise
on land.
Small one, it was small.
On land,
turtle or flippers? Tortoise are the one with like...
Ah, okay, tortoise. Yeah.
Not feet, but whatever.
Tortoise.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it was
Do you
like
make tortoise soup?
Left it for those people who are Kutek Pat.
KDBH, right?
There
you can get, not just that, you can get monitor lizards. And also, are they called beavers?
There are a couple of birds.
Otters.
Otters,
sorry, not otters.
Otters.
I was almost attacked by them.
Is it?
Yeah, there was one time walking, then the family was coming out, and the male...
To protect
Wait,
the kids.
So do
like
you
that.
Walk to Safra?
Yeah.
From
the KTPH path. There's a pond there.
Yes.
And then you have to walk by the front. I walk by the front, the one that faces the pond. So KTPH is here.
So the back of KTPH?
The back.
Is just a straight path,
straight path.
From the interchange all the way straight.
That's where I encountered the otter family.
Right.
Almost got my leg.
Do you ask them whether they need massage?
No.
Bring the otters for.
No, even otters have standards.
They have standards.
Apparently, we don't.
Wait, I was actually grilled by someone who lives pretty close to like Safra Yishun.
Uh-huh.
And that person was like, the guy was like, it can't be that you spend 10 minutes walking from Yishun Interchange to Safra. I was like, dude, it only took me 10 minutes.
Right.
Depends on which way you walk.
That way?
As in, you cut through like Burger King and all that?
No. From the interchange, right?
Mm.
There's a path.
Bus interchange?
Bus interchange.
There is a path
to just go out then when the
end. Oh, you cut through, 9 to 5.
Correct.
Yeah.
Just 9 to 5, just straight.
Straight, and then you cut through. Yeah.
It took me 10 minutes. And I was like surprised that it took me 10 minutes.
Right.
Because at the end, right, I reached the traffic light and it was at Yishun Safra.
Oh, it should be longer?
I thought it would have been longer.
Right.
No. And I had to defend myself. I was like, no, it took me that long.
Why they suspected you?
And then they were like, cannot be like that. Had to be like 15-20 minutes.
But you do have long legs though.
That is the exact same thing.
Your strides are long.
Yeah.
You got long strides.
Yeah, long strides.
And I think I was egged on, like my strides became longer as I saw like patients who from Khoo Teck Puat.
Right.
They were out there trying to have a smoke right at the edge. Because there's a no smoking park right there.
Oh, shit.
And I looked at some of them. They still had like their fucking oxygen tank and shit like that.
Yeah, still smoking.
Let them smoke, lah.
Yeah.
You know, if someone is dying, someone is lungs collapsing, they want a cigarette, give the fucker a cigarette. An Indian guy and a Malay guy.
But with bonding.
But with
pure racial oxygen bonding. And the sight.
I don't think they should be lighting up.
Not so close.
Not that close.
They should be lighting themselves up.
Give them a vape.
Probably
less likelihood of them setting themselves on fire.
That's the spark.
Oh, shit. Spark. Yeah.
Now, all
so,
better,
what is this thing with the CDC vouchers? Can we pay for massages, bro?
No, there was a. So,
allegedly.
A while back,
allegedly.
Like, yeah.
There were a few outlets.
Right.
That were running like fucked up massage parlors. Like the massage outlets.
Let's just clarify. Fucked up in the eyes of the general public. But to us,
not good stuff.
Let's just say good stuff. They offer
the right way to massage.
Yeah.
That's how I see it.
I've not had a massage in the longest time.
Oh, dude.
And by massage, I mean Dodge.
Oh, okay.
Well,
the last time I had a massage was when I had the back issue and I went to a place where they would massage your feet in front of everyone.
Right. Yeah. Wait, so how do we clarify? Let's clarify certain words here.
How does this sound to you? Hot oil Wait, prostate treatment.
hang on. Before that.
Body scrub. Is music to his ears.
Body scrub, bubble massage.
My balls are tingling.
Boyzillion waxing.
Boyzillion waxing.
Yeah. Boyzillion
waxing. Wait, so before you go down the list, how do we define Dodge? Like, do you define Dodge as in like with a hand job? Or
No. As long as the massage parlor
advertises their
has
therapist.
Segregated rooms.
Right.
Right. Has a partition wall.
Mm.
That's Dodge.
Separating every room. That's
No, that's the beginning. That's still okay.
The next level is when you go in there
and they tell you to take off
everything. And then they tell you to take off everything and not offer you disposable underwear.
Oh.
Yeah, that's
usually. Because for the rooms, right, Natureland also have rooms because they do oil massage.
But they offer you
even Healing Touch has rooms.
Yeah.
So that's why I say the next level is where they don't offer you disposable underwear.
Right.
Healing Touch gives you what's that thing called? A bathrobe.
Like a robe.
Like a robe.
Right. Yeah.
And then they massage you through the robe. Unless you choose oil. Then you have to take off your shirt.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then the ropes are like those that can really like pull up very well. You have to wear something.
Right.
They usually. Right. So number one indicator is when they ask you to take everything off.
Yeah.
And they don't give you anything for it.
Yeah.
But sometimes I feel that, you know, the additional clothing can be in the way.
Yeah,
sometimes.
So if you choose to take everything off, they give you like a shower cap for your ass.
Yes.
So the disposable underwear, right, is literally a shower cap for your ass.
Yeah.
And if you
it's opaque.
And it's opaque.
Right? So there's no way that they can see your junk, whatever.
Right.
And
but they can feel it definitely.
All the masseuses, no, they never go anywhere close.
Right.
And all the masseuses are probably over the age of.
No, maybe I'm not
flexing here, but when you touch my thigh, right, you can feel my junk really. So I'm not flexing, I'm just saying, you know. Facts.
It stands up and greets you.
Yeah. I need to roll it in every time I put
not
on my boxes.
Masseuse keeps telling you to turn over. Sir, turn over please. We don't start in the front, we start at the back.
I can't wear short shorts because it's gonna peaked out, you know, the head is gonna peaked out at the bottom.
Yeah, that,
you get what I mean.
That's usually the problem I face also. Yeah.
Yeah.
The problem is that it happens on the way in. I haven't get touched yet.
Oh, another thing for Dodge, how we define Dodge is when the masseuse comes into the room and they're wearing a skirt.
Oh.
That's a telltale sign.
Yeah.
Another way to define Dodge, when you walk into the receptionist into the reception and the girl asks you, have you been here before? Is this your first time?
They'll take your IC or something.
Okay, there's another one. Even before you enter the room,
yeah,
there's like a piece of paper or a laminated piece of paper
yeah.
on the door saying that we do not provide any yes. sexual services
yes.
at this premises. Yes.
For me,
that is a sign
yes.
that sexual services are offered.
Yeah. For me, the biggest indicator, well, it wasn't this obvious at first, lah. Usually it's the website where right. they it's usually a Facebook page and yeah. they advertise the therapists. But the
masseuse.
A certain spa yep. in Yishun has taken it a step further by putting it outside on a big ass monitor.
Yes.
not the services.
In the heartlands.
Not the services.
Yes.
But the masseuse. Yeah.
And,
you know,
and like, you're wondering whether is this a KTV club or nightclub or is this a massage parlor?
Putting yep. the talent on display.
Yeah.
Putting it on display.
Yeah.
The only way I can think that someone can trump this is by putting up a poster, you know, it's an
advert.
An advert.
Wait, hang on. Before you go there, first, okay. let's run through the list.
The list.
Yeah. Oh, no, the list of services that are being provided. In this complaint letter by members of the public.
I think the first one tickled your fancy.
Yeah.
So there is hot oil prostate treatment, body scrub, bubble massage. I don't know where the bubble. You can just put body scrub massage.
Bubble massage.
Brazilian waxing. It's just regular waxing. It's just
for men, lah.
For
guess.
Men, for men.
But why boys? Okay, never mind.
Dude, I got a bit of a hairy ass, so I don't mind getting some waxing done. But it'd be hard to describe. To explain to my girlfriend. So why do you get wax and then didn't tell me?
Exactly.
No, because I want your face in there.
Oh, and then there's a massage.
And then the next question would be like, where do you get the waxing done? I was like,
at a spa.
I did it myself.
At a spa that offers bubble massage. And a massage service known as Dwagen.
Dwagen.
Yeah, yeah. How is that pronounced? Isn't that like meant to be
lingam, like lingam
like
massage? Yeah. Like
which involve the use of acupressure and other. Sounds very legit, right? Acupressure and other techniques to stimulate specific points on them. Oh, no. Sounds legit until I got to this part. Specific points on the male genitalia.
It's an art form. Let me just put it this way. It's an art form. If it's done correctly, you will feel really good.
There's a purpose.
Wait.
Yes.
And
exactly.
No, I thought they were joking about the CDC thing. They are actually listed on the...
Exactly. On the main topic for,
right.
for this segment. 15 of them were listed on the government yes. CDC vouchers.
Yes. So the main question was, how did they...
Yeah.
No, because they're registered as legit massage.
Exactly. Parlors. How did they bypass?
Yeah. You know, like every criminal, you got to hide in plain sight.
Yes.
So this is what they were doing.
That's you like hide a in plain drug sight. Dealer, right? Getting fucking CDC approval, right? Like for a pharmacy. can we accept CDC vouchers? Yeah, can.
Yeah. Yeah.
What are you registered as? Pharmacy. Yeah, can.
Or someone who wants to clean money and opens a laundry. Laundromat.
Yeah. But we also sell drugs, yeah.
It was the reporter.
You want you can pay with CDC vouchers. Yeah.
Hiding in plain sight.
Yeah.
It was the reporter that...
Yeah, the fucking rat. Let's talk about this rat. Let's talk about this fucking
rat.
It was
the reporter that went in to patronize these two CDC voucher places.
Yeah.
And then midway through, the masseuse attending reporter to the reporter offered special services.
Yeah.
I mean, Dragon really special enough. Sounds for
male exactly. And this hero, right? He wanted to be an upright citizen, a model citizen. He turned them down.
But I guess he was still upright.
Yeah. Parts of him might be upright. Yeah. He might be like, I'm here for a job, you know.
Yeah.
God damn it.
After it was done.
Yeah. But yeah, actually...
I wonder, does he get a refund on his CDC? maybe cannot.
Could he? I feel like he should have just gone ahead with it and get the massage and then lie to his superiors. But I guess maybe part of him would be like...
He's out for a story.
I'm not... Yeah,
he's up for the story. Like, basically, he wanted a story.
Like, he wanted a story,
but
right?
But he actually did report to the police.
Right, because if it was me, I would be like, sure, give me the massage. I'll pay for it. I'll pay the tips, and then I'll bottle you at the end for the story. So I win both ways.
Yeah, I mean, but at the point when he like declined, I think the masseuse probably panicked.
Maybe she thought he might be gay. Oh, yeah, he might not be attracted to the right, you know.
Oh, but he went to two of them.
Maybe the first thing is like, is it all women here? Do you have male masseuses? Like, no. Here, all women. Like, okay, never mind.
Why? But so what? Like, for them to get listed and then done this with CDC, also a bit embarrassed, lah.
Might be, lah. I think it's not a good look for them.
Not a good look. Yeah. But then, does this mean that that they might go harder on such establishment in the future.
That's why I'm afraid that my favorite spas might be, you know, run into this situation like this.
Well, so then how do we protect them then?
How
would you recommend we protect this?
We got to protect them by not being rats.
Being airtight security. Have yes. bodyguards at the start to frisk people down for cameras and background checks.
Background checks. Do you work for Mothership? Do you work for CNA?
Are you police?
The moment you walk into the receptionist, right, she's like, fill up this form and state your job.
And if you're like CDC affiliated, right, you have better, you know.
You need to have a 200-word essay on your job description. What do you do for work?
Yeah, no, but
if it's anything media related, I say, no, sorry, you cannot come in.
For me, the funniest thing is that I think the establishments, they messed up by applying for the CDC thing. Smart move, lah. If you knew what you were doing, like, if you know you're into this kind of thing, applying for a government.
But I think it might be beneficial for them, no?
They get money from it.
The most of the folks who are coming there are probably elder folks who are using the CDC vouchers.
Yeah.
And then most of the elder folks might be lonely at home.
What they should have done is clarify, are you paying with CDC? The moment the guy says yes or the person says yes, legit.
Right.
Go legit. Give them a proper massage.
Right. Don't give cash, the... Yeah.
Then you go and offer. This reporter went there specifically for CDC. They wouldn't have gotten caught.
No, this is what you call complacency. Like, they were like, wait, I think I can earn money here.
That's why the one at Yishun also better watch out, you know. They're being a bit too blatant with their advertisements.
Their adverts, lah. Yeah. You
know, like,
but I'm pretty sure they suss out the customers when they walk in, yeah.
Yeah. Doesn't matter if they suss out the customers
but
or
you never
what.
Know
it's
also,
like being so blatant with it, right?
Yeah.
They're inviting raids. You know?
But raids don't happen like just like that.
Right? Yeah, no, because
it's usually like a combined thing. Yeah.
Yeah, they do mass raids because you can't afford to waste manpower that way.
One by one.
Raid. It's a massive raid and they don't want to just raid one and alert the rest.
Right.
They want to raid all of them, so gather most of them and then clear them all out. That's why you don't see raids on KTV so often. You always see one massive one, you catch a whole bunch, you send
but
them
most
back.
Of the raids are usually drug related, like that would be the high on the list, right?
Yeah.
And then like sexual service, like full on, like full blast sexual service. Then, and I'm pretty sure all these massage parlors are probably only giving a hand job, lah. I don't think they're going to like, do full service.
It's
pretty low on the radar.
Yeah, and also the other thing is that they want to prevent or the washing of money and all that.
These kind of places are like hubs for money laundering.
I mean, they offer you like something that your money is used to clean certain stuff. I don't know.
Yeah. So for our massage parlor in our studio, we have rooms but no doors. So everyone can see what's going on.
Yes.
Keep it up and up.
No, in fact...
Yeah, keep it up and up.
It's encouraged. it's encouraged.
Yeah.
Customers will be facing each other. In a star shape, you know, five in a room. Because it's a small place, man.
Yeah, it's a small place,
We don't charge you for the massage. Yeah. So we need to get reimbursed in some way or manner, right?
So you know why five? Because the masseuse is one masseuse on all five. So you're crawling on your back. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, no,
give you a nice mood, right? We have no lights, but only candles.
No candles also. Fire hazard.
Fire hazard.
So it's bring your own light. Use your phone.
Use your phone light.
Use your phone. But save electricity lah.
Right.
I'm gonna install those.
But I'm thinking like the
ceiling,
in the shape of the star, we should have a candle on each of the points of the.
That one's for after rituals. Yeah.
Then after the massage is done, the masseuse will do a ritual.
Wait, you mean the pentagram or the Star of David?
Right now, what's the difference?
Coming from a Jew, what can we say?
What can we say?
Now there isn't much of a... I mean, the other person that I think was worshipping Satan is the one that did that advert. Is it advert? What's that thing called?
Banner.
The banner.
It's a banner.
Promoting what? Child... Massage. Wait, children massage. Wait,
massage for children. Massage for children.
Yeah, because if it's children massage, it's children massaging you. But this one is no. This is you. They're offering to massage your children.
I wouldn't be surprised if it was worded in such a way that
let me touch your child. Basically, that's what it is. Let me touch your child. It's like, huh? And your where is this Jurong?
I believe in Jurong, yeah.
Yeah.
Jurong, it's because they're so detached from us, they're so far away that they lost common sense.
The fucking banner itself. Or that advert.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. Unsettling.
That, yeah, it was damn unsettling, right? And you are like, wait. The quality of it, the image. I was like,
And also they had a couple of pictures up there on the banner. Who,
did was, they use was sponsored kids? By a collective for pedophiles? Like,
I think Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell
had used their own kids.
Yeah, was this printed at a Catholic church? Like,
Or on Jeffrey Epstein's island?
Yes.
Do you know that even normal massage
was this blessed by Lee Kuan Yew?
Well, I don't know, but. You know, normal massage parlors, when they advertise their services, right?
Yeah.
You have a towel. Like, the person on thing has a towel.
Yeah.
Sean went into a different mood. I was like, oh. As soon as the old man's name was mentioned,
thou shall not desecrate the old man's name.
I still have hopes to be related somehow to him, like, you know, some branch.
What's his name? Harvey Lee or something like that?
Harry
Lee.
Who's Harry?
Oh, my grandfather.
The old man.
My grandfather.
No,
my
Christian name is Harry.
Oh wow.
Harry.
Yeah. Like Harry Potter.
Very strong name.
Was that the name that was given to him in the Masonic Lodge?
I think even before that.
Yeah, he was scouted.
Wasn't he one of the founders?
No, like, he was not one.
He was
too
not
young.
Too young. Freemasons go back to 1700s.
Oh, maybe he was one of his ancestors. Paved the way for him.
No,
for
He got introduced to them definitely when he was at Oxford.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Probably in the clubs.
Oxford nursery or what? The one's like, I go to the most prestigious one ever. The Oxford nursery, we give you free massages. Your kids get massaged. So this is what this person had this harebrained idea to offer massage to kids.
No, it can't be legit. It has to be an effort put out by some pedophile.
No. Was it by the police to suss out people, call in? But it was the other way around, right? I mean, I don't know. When you're the only ones that shared it with me.
Yeah.
So my cousin also shared it. And all of us, when we first look at it, it's like, there's this unease.
Right.
Because of the way it looks.
I think the photos didn't do it any good, because
there was no need for the photos. One thing, but then again, if you just put up
and also the copy doesn't help. Is your child stressed? Can your child cope with studies or something?
Yeah,
come for massage.
Do you know what you do in those situations? You bring them out for McDonald's. Yeah.
No, go to the playground.
Okay,
to the playground.
Okay,
you let them play PlayStation.
Those are
you don't ask another adult to put their hands on you.
Those are legit ways. The only time when a parent would allow hands to be laid on a child, right?
Is when they're smacking
him. Is when they're smacking the kid.
Yeah. Massage. He's not doing well in school. I'm going to beat him across the face.
Yeah.
I'm going to slap him across the face.
Bring the cane.
Yeah.
When
take off your pants and bring the cane.
Yeah, this must be some. I can't track it down. I mean, I was hoping the reporters would.
It is just so damn ridiculous.
I'm wondering why Mothership didn't call the number and interview the person setting
up
this.
What were you thinking?
Yeah, what were you thinking? Do you hear what you're saying?
Yeah.
You want to touch another adult's kid.
All kids are another adult's kids.
Yeah, I mean, but you openly advertise, you want to touch another kid. I'm trying to make it better for you, but I just can't phrase it another way. You want to touch kids.
There's no way that this could be salvaged.
No way. You want to touch kids, you advertise, you want to touch kids, and I have to pay you for it.
The only people who are allowed to touch kids are sports therapists,
doctors,
nurses, teachers,
and usually in life,
teachers,
threatening
and rapists.
So this is traditional.
Loud. Rapist, no.
So this is a traditional Chinese medicine TCM and beauty establishment that bears the same name, Good Lady TCM.
Good Lady.
Good Lady.
Good Lady.
Wow, yeah. The shop lady there to
so a lady will touch your kids, not a man. The shop offers massages for kids at $38 per half hour. That's not that cheap, actually.
That's not cheap at all.
That's not cheap.
Yeah, for 30 minutes. $38 for 30
minutes.
Those
are medical rates.
Exactly.
And what do they offer? What's the thing?
Going by the surname Chen, she said the kids
massage
as pediatric massage therapy is meant for children between 6 months and 6 years old.
Mm-hmm.
We use
soothing babies, bro.
Yeah. We use soothing massage techniques to improve our children's health. improving their delicate constitution, balancing yin and yang, and reducing their tendency to fall sick. Sounds like a good sales speech, lah.
Yeah, what about mental sickness?
Yeah.
From the trauma. 6 months.
6 months wouldn't she also kid wouldn't know, lah.
Yeah, she also clarified that the kid's massage at Good Lady TCM is done under the supervision of the child's parent or guardian. They have to be in the same room physically.
Okay.
Would it be a problem if one of the either the masseuse or the parent has her boner?
Oh.
Would that be a problem?
There's definitely a problem.
Yeah.
But isn't she the masseuse?
I think she has like a she's the owner.
Oh, she's the owner.
Yeah, so I think she has a fleet of masseuse.
You see if she's advertised the therapists.
Yeah.
Because she has to. Who wants to volunteer to go to that place in diapers?
Which is worse though? Like massaging, watching your kid getting massaged or watching your child massaging an adult?
The latter.
Oh yeah, I would say that's the latter.
What if this is all a front? What if your child goes there and still gets to play PlayStation?
Right.
And you're the one getting the massage.
Then this is all okay.
This is a whole new way of like masking
that
it.
That is A-okay.
It goes down there, it's like, $38 half then, an hour, okay, your kid can go in there.
Then the kid will be like, daddy likes to go for a massage, like every other day, I don't know why.
Yeah. It's like, but they said you are in the same room as your kid. Yeah, your same room, but the room got two partition.
And sometimes daddy likes to have two masseuse giving him massage. It's like, is that normal?
Can I go next time?
And this is being brought up at like a family dinner.
Yeah. It's like, I told you
Yeah, Christmas dinner with the extended family.
I told you to I told you to
Yeah. Shut up, kid.
Yeah.
Put on your pants and bring the belt.
It's just weird, lah. I think it's probably been taken down already, right?
I think so. Yeah, with the outcry.
Probably
with
complaints and everything else. Like, come on, man. Word it better. You see them try again. A new banner at the same place. No pictures, just words. Let us help your kids relax.
That's fucked up.
Yeah. By pressing acupoints or something.
Yeah.
Acupoints on
here's a Barbie doll. Here's a Power Ranger. Here's a stick.
Show me where he...
Go play in the sand. And you'll be relaxed.
I thought that's what happened in the police station after the interview with kids. Show me on this Barbie doll where you were touched.
Where you touched.
Yeah, and was CDC used for this also? I was like, I don't know, man. That was too
that's an Uncle Jack scene right there.
Yeah.
Show me. Flip it over.
Someone also wondering what's that person's response. Because, I mean, we have a few creative response. One I'm referring to now is this guy who, for research purposes, decided to bring in 4,000...
Oh, almost 5. Almost 4.5 kilos.
4.5 kilos of cannabis.
Yeah.
For research purposes.
Wow.
That's his reasoning. Research purposes.
Utter crap.
Yeah. Oh, that's what his lawyer told him to say.
Utter crap.
I think he wants to research how easily is it to get death penalty in Singapore.
Oh, yeah. It's super easy, apparently.
He's a kid from St. Andrews.
Oh, shit.
Ooh. Yeah, he's not the brightest.
And he was an ex-property agent. So I'm
he was an active property agent when he got caught. So that's why they call him
now he's ex. Oh, shit.
He's from Huttons.
Oh, no. I wasn't the same.
Oh, H-A-T-T-E-N.
H-U.
Oh, H-U.
T-T-O-N-S. Hutton.
Oh, okay. Right. Yeah. Right.
So, this kid, apparently, if you read the fucking article, right, it just becomes, like, funnier and funnier.
Mm.
And then I went to, like, look up the case. So, the judgment is reserved, but they released, like, the documents for the judgment, right? It is damn fucking funny. Damn fucking funny.
So lead us through it.
This fella got caught.
Mm.
Okay? When he was with his girlfriend.
Right.
Okay?
Okay.
So the CNB officers were actually like tracking him for some time.
Oh.
And then they decided to do a sting operation and they arrested him with his girlfriend. Then girlfriend. Okay? And then they got him into custody. He had a vehicle with him. So they were like, okay, no worries. We are going to confiscate your vehicle as well. We are going to bring you to your house and maybe to some other place, like some other known place where he was hanging around.
Mm-hmm. Well, they were tracking him already.
They were tracking him, right?
Probably online got him flagged or something.
It was on Telegram.
Or Telegram. Wow.
He was
not very.
He was selling shit on Telegram.
He was selling shit. Discreet, no, he was like, he had like recurring customers, right? So
right.
He had like chat logs and everything.
And he didn't use a like a burner phone or something.
He might have, but they figured out like what they weren't like really disguising what they
maybe
were talking
one
about
of his customers flagged it out.
No, I think.
They could be one of his customers. You know,
they could have been, but yeah. I think it was so obvious that these guys probably. Was... It was huge amounts, bro.
4K.
Yeah.
Yeah.
4 kilos. Yeah, 4 kilos is not a tiny amount, right? Yeah. So
60 grams, right? Our
500 grams.
500 grams.
500 grams.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
He's way over the limit.
He's way over the limit. So
for research purposes, bro.
So this fella...
Should have gotten 4 tons.
Gets brought back to his house.
Sorry, more.
They search his house.
Yeah.
Then they go to the car that they seize. They search the car, everything. And then it comes up to about 5 kilos. After all the analysis and they minus off the raw weight and everything, it comes out to 4.5 something kilos. Mm. So that's a death penalty.
Yeah.
Right.
Holy and crap,
his fucking defense was that he was... having all of this weed for research purposes.
Yeah, to extract the oil to see whether he can
use
it.
No, because
like
he was
going
to either open a cafe in Singapore or sell the CBD oil.
Yeah.
Right.
Which both also you cannot do.
Both also you can't do. Right? Right? Correct? So, I was like, wait. How did his fucking lawyer...
Yeah.
How did the defense counsel actually, like, put that up as a defense.
It's like later on, I think he claimed, like a psychologist said, he made all decision when he was under the influence.
Under the influence or whatever. So all of it got rebutted.
Yeah.
Right.
All
of it got dismissed.
By the judge, lah.
No, by the psychiatric analysis, right?
So another.
So they had like independent analysis and done. Then they had done, yeah. And then they were like, no, he was not suffering from psychosis or whatever shit.
Mm.
And then, like, another argument was like, oh, he was so enamored by the drug, cannabis, that, you know, he was taken by its efficacy and everything. He was so adamant that it's going to work. It's going to cure people, whatever shit.
Yeah.
He had such a good heart that he wanted it to be used for good deeds and everything.
Yeah.
So that's why he imported it. I was like, fucking hell, bro.
Because I think the judge could just say, like, you do know you can do your research outside Singapore, right?
No. If you want to do your research, you have to go through all the proper means. Yeah. Right?
That's one proper means. Right? The other one is that you can, you know, you can go to a place where it's maybe legalized and then do your research there.
Yes. You could have paid people to do it. Yeah. That's if you are serious about
actually
running a business.
Right.
Yeah. This fella, no. But he thought that he had a get out of jail card. Mm. Right? So his sister knew this lawyer called Keta Singh.
Mm. Who helped her?
Who's a prominent lawyer in Singapore? So, I think the only thing the sister helped was like, hey, can you give a meeting? Can you meet my brother? Mm. He's got ideas that he wants to run by you.
Yeah.
Then maybe he's like, yeah, sure, I can. And then this guy turns up and is like, Mr. Singh, I want to start a cannabis business in Singapore.
Immediate, probably reference is no.
I've got few kilos at home.
Yeah.
What do you think I should do to, you know, get some approval from HSA?
Yeah. Burn it.
Flush the cannabis.
He was like, he was quite smart because he got called in to give evidence, testimony. So he was like, I gave him no advice on the possession part and what to do with it. I said that forget about it. It's never going to happen. Totally get rid of this idea if you even think about doing anything like this.
You can't even tell him to get rid of the stuff.
Yeah, he can't. So that, if he says anything like
accessory,
that, he would know that he's got knowledge. He's got knowledge that he has possession of it.
Wow, that's them
and
smart.
And then he didn't report. Yeah. Lawyers.
And this guy was like, oh, I was suffering from this. I was suffering from that.
Mm.
I really want to use this to help. And then, like, the interviews with him by CNB and his phone records and everything, right? Like, really fucked him over.
Yeah, he wasn't for research. Like, he was to sell and make money.
Yeah.
Sell and make money. And he was claiming that he was going to help his friends.
Right.
His buddies.
All of them.
I'm going to, like, change their lives.
Yeah,
I'm going to,
because
like,
all of them were suffering from glaucoma.
This
happened.
Or insomnia.
Insomnia. I just like making friends with insomniacs who can't see.
No, all my brothers, right? I need to elevate their their life.
Yeah.
You know, I got to get them all high.
Yeah. No.
You didn't say they want elevate, yeah.
No, elevate their lives as in, right, he's going to get them to sell the stuff so that they can all make money.
So runners, lah.
Runners, that's yeah. What we call them, so runners. That was what he was saying, yeah, in essence, right? Yeah. He was saying that.
Can you name them? And he's like, he names them, it's like, this piece of shit. This piece
oh,
of
shit.
Shit, dude. Oh, all out.
It was one of the funniest, like, fucking...
On a very tragic ending note, lah, but yeah. I mean,
like,
the,
one of the funniest, like, court doc, like, judgments I've read, man. Like,
yeah.
Because the judge just, like, names it all out, right? Like, your intent was totally different from what you are saying now.
There's no
At
way...
At trial, right, you are saying something totally different.
There's no way he can get pardoned, right? The other guy already hung. There was one guy also that was a... So-called plea for leniency for
him. The Chinapu. That guy is a cunt.
But he's gone already, right?
That guy's dead.
Yeah.
He died last year. Almost coming to 1 year already.
Because this case, as it goes on, it's actually also quite tragic. Because the guy is 20, below 30, right?
Yeah.
Like, but also, like, he's not...
No, when he was caught, I think he was 28.
Oh, then now he should be 30 plus.
Yeah, but I mean, the real estate business now, there's a bubble. Houses are going for...
Not everyone... the real estate thing is like, yes, it's bubbling and it's... But not everyone's doing well. Not every agent is doing well. Especially, it depends on their work ethics and, like, their networks.
Right.
So some are luckier... Some are better than others at networking. Yeah. Some are better at selling themselves. Some are better at their job, lah. So
it's scamming.
Maybe
some
this guy
are better at running drugs.
Yeah, this guy probably sounds like he might have been in a lurch. Like,
no, I think this kid was troubled to begin with.
Mm.
But he also had a decent job, but it's not like he's
maybe he was not making sales. Because the thing is that you can do all you want, right? At the end of the day, the customer decides, no, I don't want to, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're fucked.
Yeah, 3 months of your effort can be down the drain just like that.
Then he should tell the judge that, hey, I need to sell houses, so I'm selling weed first. Expand my contact base.
Well, it's worse if he was doing
and
it
then
while
sell houses
selling
houses to them.
It's worse if he was doing it while he was selling houses. it comes into a person's house. Something smells.
The thing is that it all will be fine and dandy if it's legal in the first place.
Mm. Yeah.
But none of that is legal.
Yeah. How? And the other thing is how he got all that through customs.
Might not be in one shot, lah.
Yeah.
Might not be 4 kilos in one shot.
Maybe
he's slowly. But to accumulate your stash to 4 kilos, right? That's pretty. He's not. I would assume it's not a one time thing, and also he's been doing it for a while.
Mm. Above 500 grams, you're considered to be trafficking.
Because in order to get like context to bring like to even bring in this stuff, right? That means you've been doing it for a while.
He had correspondence with people, right? He was like promoting it, like, you know, the best stuff, all this kind of shit, new shipment in and everything. So that was how they got him, lah.
Right.
Not very clever.
Too blatant, lah.
Yeah, it was too blatant. It was
word
too
of mouth,
out in the open.
Word of mouth was probably be one of your best ways to go. Like, I know a person who's like, here's his number. Don't do anything on chats.
No, and your code words have to be, like, airtight, lah. You can't be telling that I'm going to sell you, you want some grass.
Yeah.
Like, you can't be saying that shit. Do you want some sweet leaf?
He thought he's being clever. I got lobang for green stuff.
Yeah. If you say shit like that, like,
it doesn't take a genius to figure out what that
cream?
Means.
Do you want ice cream? Magnum goes for three.
Like
three,
you know,
what 300?
You've got to
like
be
some nonsense,
like a proper restaurant, right? Mm. You've got to be seasonal.
Yeah.
You've got to be festive.
Right.
So if it's during like now Ramadan, if you want to sell the green stuff, you've got to say, what is the orders for ketupat? Or lontong.
And in by no ways are we giving you any ideas. We do not condone this. We do not.
No, I'm
we're just saying that.
We're just,
you know,
riffing, right?
Yes. Yeah.
If it's Chinese New Year, you say, how about green tea?
Yeah. Or mandarin oranges.
Mandarin oranges.
Yeah.
The color doesn't matter.
And I only accept ang paos in digital ang paos or something like that.
Yeah, pay now to this number. Mm. Or best still, cash. I only accept cash.
Cash is king.
Yeah. But cash in you know what's the post not post box, those kind of boxes that you can key in a code, put it there, and then someone else can collect it.
Safety deposit box?
No, they have those boxes like all over like HDB flat and at plazas
the
malls.
The ones where you collect all your, you know,
the SAM machines.
Is it SAM? No, the other ones. There's even those like bigger ones.
they can put parcels in as well.
Sand machines,
also Sam. Oh, yeah? No, there's another one.
It's the
pop
post
up, like pop stores.
Yeah,
pop
it's
up,
the big the oh, big
it's also
ones.
Sam,
yeah. No, it's post by SingPost.
By SingPost, right? They have
not,
a name for it.
Not, not wise to use that.
Yeah. So drop your cash in there.
Yeah, because that one has to go through their distribution center. Yeah. That one's
and they scan. Like maybe, you know, quick look of what's inside.
And they got dogs.
Yeah, they got dogs. You can do the bury method, lah. Like bury it in the dead center so they only smell what's on the outside.
Right.
Line it with like maybe chocolate or
barrier. Yeah, no, the best thing, you send a latitude and longitude code.
Ah.
So you bury it in the ground and then you send the code and then someone
and
will go there and dig it up.
Dig it up yourself. Yeah. And then purposely put it at Spooner Road. Yeah.
38 Oxley.
No, Spooner Road right next to a fucking banana plantain.
Right, banana tree. The famous banana tree.
Plantain tree.
Dig up wrong thing. Shit, what's this ring? Then go back home, the ring is there. Like, yeah, I thought I left it back there. Shit. Then you spread the Spooner curse.
Wow,
like,
shit.
You know, all the way. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I'm not very wise, especially since I'm... Even the most lay of us, the most lay person, knows that our rules are very strict.
Yeah, of course.
Like, we don't... We don't talk about like specific things. We know when it goes above a few grams, right? You're already in trouble.
Yeah.
For the
yeah.
harder stuff, for the less hard stuff, you don't go to the kilograms. You know.
Mm.
You go kg, you're dead.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's a waste of. I mean, I don't know lah. There's no way lah. There's no way he can appeal all he wants, but he'll probably just be dragging it out.
Mm.
It's just a waste of his life lah. Mm. Really, honestly.
I don't think any appeal is gonna.
No,
work,
but he, I mean, he, I think he's definitely going to try, lah. Probably try to appeal and maybe, you know, like, extend. I don't think even ratting the suppliers out is going to save him.
His appeal.
No, he should have done that earlier, but he did not do it.
Right.
He made the whole research story up, lah.
Yes.
Mm. His appeal could be like, sir, I'm going to be the pioneer of cannabis research in Singapore.
Correct.
Yeah,
that's, like not, that's not an appeal at all. That was his case.
Yeah, that was a proposition.
That was the case in the first place.
Yeah, I want to be a trailblazer.
He was trying to say that I'm trying to do research. I want to start a business here.
Yeah,
I want to start a business overseas and everything. It didn't work because they figured out that he was not doing anything. Like, how
no
are you going to do it?
No documentation, no proposals.
Even Thailand fucking... Like, at that point, Thailand... I don't think Thailand made it legal when he was caught.
Wait, when was this fella caught?
Couple of years ago?
Couple of years ago.
Thailand made it legal for a while. And then
Thailand's about and then 5 years already, right, I think?
Mm, no. But they went back already. They went back to... Is
before,
no.
5 years was back? It before COVID? Or after?
After.
After COVID.
After. If I'm not wrong, it was after.
But I think they might rescind that. That
they
that
have rescinded.
Oh, this is...
For foreigners,
time.
Right?
It's 2018.
Yeah, this is 18.
Oh, though. Shit. Wait, Thailand, they confirmed it. They stopped the
that was
legalization.
What Sean was saying, right?
Or is it just for foreigners?
No.
They backtrack.
Wow. Then all the stash, all the companies that
invested
in all the stash,
it's fully backtrack. They'll probably give them some time to like get rid of it. Like no more
no more fresh
have,
imports.
Like, whatever you have, sell. Then the rest can. I'm not sure. But I know they went back, right? They backtrack on the ruling, correct? Now it's illegal again, correct?
That sounds very sus, dude. That sounds like
I'm not sure.
That sounds like the black market is like quite strong in Thailand.
They're pushing.
It's Thailand.
Yeah.
I mean.
6 years. Yeah. This guy is 34 years old now.
Right.
Shit. No. Younger than you.
Yeah.
Because I would imagine that the weed business in Thailand, right, when it's legal, would not be doing too shabby.
No.
It was
outshining alcohol.
Right. Then all the taxes that the government's earning, I think.
You realize that the only one in this region that's legal.
Yeah. In Asia, actually.
In the whole Asia.
Whole Asia, right?
Yeah.
Japan,
cannot,
Korea, I don't
Korea
think so.
Cannot.
Yeah.
Philippines.
Nowhere.
Philippines cannot.
Yeah.
Nowhere.
I understand if it's a problem if foreigners are coming in to smoke up and cause trouble.
But that's not their issue.
They did a Taylor Swift for weed.
It is not their problem.
Mm.
Because you go and smoke, right?
Yeah.
Whatever happens, people died, what?
Yeah, true lah. True lah. But I mean, even if that's problem, right?
The only issue is when people fly back and their home country, right?
Yeah.
They're banning again at the end of, end of this year.
Oh, shit.
Recreational use. Yeah, they're banning again at the end of 2024. So after this year, then cannot. So everybody going to smoke now.
So whatever stash that all the companies have, they have to like liquidate it as soon as possible.
Yeah, so this year,
not you
smoke until this year, can go there and smoke until this year. But you cannot smoke for Singapore. Like, go there 90 days, come back then... It's clear, but you have to smoke on the first day you reach, and only on the first day you reach. 90 days later, then you'll be
You don't fly back.
Oh yeah, you 90 out. Days, then you fly somewhere else, and then from there, oh yeah, then you actually can
go down to Malaysia and then Malaysia drive in.
You can smoke for 1 week.
Yeah.
And then time it lah.
Right.
90 days from there, and then 1 week near the deadline, then you fly back.
Then you fly back. Yeah.
But good luck to you.
It's weird, dude. It's weird that they're going to make it illegal again.
They made it legal last year, right? Or was it last year or the year before?
2 years ago?
2 years ago.
Yeah.
And then they...
It's very strange.
They went back.
It's very strange.
No, like I said, it could be like a Taylor Swift kind of thing. Mm. No, capture the market.
Because there was a change in government.
Oh. Mm. Oh. Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, it could work also. But yeah.
Yeah.
And you don't know who is like turning the keys, right, behind the government?
That's true. Maybe the person who was doing it is now out of power.
From what I heard, the alcohol industry actually really took a beating.
And maybe that's why. Maybe they were the ones.
Once weed was legalized.
Mm. Maybe they are the ones that like
lobbied against
do
marijuana.
Do they allow lobbying? Maybe not the open as open as US. Yeah.
No.
The back
lobbying usually happens with like not as blatant as how it happens in the US.
Yeah. But I'm pretty sure they've influenced lah.
No, but that's the thing.
How do you think people
lobbying is seen as a bribes?
No, how do you think people found their way to Isuran?
Isuran. Oh yeah, that guy. We haven't.
It's always soft lobbying. That
legend.
Any updates on that guy?
No, no updates, man.
He's being swept under the rug lah.
Yeah.
Yeah. A rug enough, big enough to cover his body.
He's being labeled as the fall guy.
Yeah.
So is he going to write a letter to Lee Hsien Loong, just like the other guy wrote to Lee Kuan Yew?
Who?
There's one guy that took his life.
Oh, the one in the 70s.
Yeah, 80s.
Or is it going to be an email?
As long as Isuranan doesn't come out and say anything, right, I think he'll be fine.
Mm. Yeah.
Just take the hit, go down, and then keep quiet.
Take the hit, go down, maybe be the head of like SMRT or something.
No. Go back to the last time there was a massive scandal like this. There was NKF with TT Dure.
Oh, the fucking gold taps and gold toilet taps, and all that shit, right? Yeah, yes. I remember that.
So, look, are we even talking about him now? Where is he? Is he even still in Singapore? We don't know.
Did he face jail time?
Yes.
Couple of years, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
then after that,
how do we know that he really faced jail time? We don't know.
It was the change of government that brought on the ban.
Yes. Right.
Yeah. The current government is saying that the previous government didn't rush it through.
Right.
Didn't really think out all the rules in place.
Yeah, but they are talking like as if like it made like a significant difference in the society. But when even locals and tourists were like, Bangkok is way better now. Without all the drunkard people, like,
yeah,
you're high, you're way more approachable, friendly
than
when
drunk,
you are
drunk. Yeah. Mm. Yeah, there's thing about alcohol that treats you differently.
Correct.
Yeah. Alcohol's a different
beast. Alcohol's a downer. Then marijuana is
a suppressant.
Yeah. Mm. No, as in when you drink alcohol, your reaction tends to be more on the like negative side. Like there's a happy thing in there. Once you consume enough, you start to go down
a rabbit hole. I don't think that's proven. It's a depressant.
Yeah, but it's different. It has a different effect on different people.
On different people, yeah.
Some can only take a bit. Some can take a lot. Some
people like become very friendly after a couple of
drinks.
Some
people can drink three bottles of wine.
In under an hour.
With two people.
At $248 and
a female. Don't forget, it's a girl, not a guy.
One liter with the guy drinking very little. Finish under 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
To find out more about that, breaking wind.
If you tell me someone can drink 10 minutes, finish 1 liter of wine in 10 minutes, I think that's the Hulk.
Yeah.
He must be like at least 9 foot tall or something.
But Andre the Giant.
There was clear intentions behind it, lah.
Yeah.
Find out more, of course.
Patreon.com/lotsoflobang.
Come visit us at Yishun Block 666.
Fun the move.
Yeah.
Find
the devil door.
Which is easy. Just
fund
like
the studio.
We just need like a few more people and then you can pay for that one grab, right?
Yeah. And join us in our massages, lah. We won't touch you, we only watch.
Yeah, no, you watch each other.
Yeah.
That's how you see that lady saying the parent has to be in the room.
Yeah, we are the parents.
No, we have all the patrons. They can keep each other safe.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, they watch and it's like no dirty things happening.
And don't worry, our masseuses are trained. Yeah, they are the girls who graduated at the Good Lady TCM.
Yes, and they'll always be clothed. Yeah. They'll wear clothes, just barely enough.
Yeah. She may look 10, but she has 6 years of experience.
Yeah. They'll all be wearing Lululemons. Lululemons.
Oh, one guy just, he's being investigated for selling Lululemons online.
Fake
Singapore.
Ones,
No, you order, he just doesn't show up. He just, the parcel doesn't show up. His phone gets blocked.
Fucked
you
up.
You get blocked and everything.
What
so it's like
that's so quickly no, yeah, to get caught, lah.
Yeah, but that's like you enticing fucking dumb people, right?
Yeah.
Like you are enticing people like Lululemon, like fucking tights or like leggings for like $38.
So he's selling them at a
like dirt cheap price, dirt right? Cheap price. And then people are like, oh, why not? I just buy. Yeah.
Yeah,
especially if you're selling them as Lululemons, yes. You're not selling them as alternate,
like some generic,
generic one. I can understand why you might fall for it, like you know, because
Lululemons is like fucking $90, right, for a legging.
Yeah, very expensive. Oh yeah, I think $90 is like decent already, like
because they tout, they tout what, it's very, what's that word? Not sustainable, or very durable, right? Mm.
Oh shit! Yeah, you mean it's more expensive, over $100 for a pair of leggings?
Yeah, it's not the one you see on the videos that's easy to tear.
Oh wow.
No, like they make all those like fucking leggings, like sports attires, like
holy shit.
Sweatpants, all
like
this kind
of
shit.
You know, that push up the things and cuts.
My Nike fit wear is like $30?
Because that is made by children.
My army admin pants. Which sadly I cannot buy anymore. I forgot all about
it.
Oh
shit.
Are you comparing army admin pants to Lululemons or Nike Fit?
Oh the new
they work. It's
dude,
just that don't
have you seen the new shorts?
For?
The new army shorts?
No.
Dry fit?
No, I'm not. Is it
oh, shit.
Is it sexy?
No, it's
can
like
can you show off my legs?
It's like fucking like fuck Nike. It's like you can wear it out.
Oh shit.
It's
okay.
Pockets, it's dry fit.
And it's $5 credit.
Yeah. Dude, you can go Pogo. You can go Pogo.
No, can
buy.
I use really? Can. Once I hit the Emma date, they took it back.
Oh, your credits.
They took all my credits, which I didn't spend. I think Shiza. I still have like $200 inside. $200,
oh, shit.
Maybe.
That's a waste.
Yeah, that's a waste.
Yeah.
I should have bought more boots.
Right.
Actually, I should have bought more shorts.
Can I go buy like active wear at the store? Because by right,
you
I should
can,
be
but
working,
now you have to pay in cash.
Right?
Yeah, you pay in cash.
Now you I can still go to the e-mart, but I have to pay in cash. No more cash.
But it's still cheap, lah.
Yeah. Of course.
It is still very cheap.
Yeah, better than your Nike Fit. Better
they,
than
they
will,
what they ask me, like, hey, why are you buying like workout outfit? Like, what's your. When you pass E? When you're not supposed to be like fucking.
No, you don't even
just
need to. You just
for
say
a massage parlor.
Oh.
Yeah, you just say like,
that.
I'm a masseuse.
So, oh, I'm flying to the Philippines to fire guns at a gun range.
Correct. Instead of disposable underwear, we give them this.
Oh, no, you cannot buy any army fatigue.
Oh, I cannot buy any.
Cannot.
You're not supposed to.
Oh,
have
because.
So if you want to buy, you need to give your 11B or NRIC.
Yeah,
but if you want to buy the shorts, shoes, whatever.
Yeah.
Shoes cannot.
Shoes can.
Or the boots?
Boots, no.
Boots cannot. No, even the sports shoes.
Cash. Anything else?
Dude, you can buy Asics for like 30 something bucks. Eh.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
But I don't know whether there's a different price. But yeah, so most of the things you can pay. But
can I just tell the clerk or whatever that say, yeah, I want to wear the full army uniform to watch Civil War that's premiering in theaters?
Cannot.
Do you know there's this one thing where if you catch a guy wearing just the pants and like civilian clothes and like civilian shoes, right? You can actually report that guy.
Oh, dude.
It's such a weird fashion outfit though.
Speaking about oh shit. We actually had another road rage topic, you know.
What?
Fucking guy in long Smart 4 on a motorbike on the expressway.
Oh yeah, he pretended to be not pretended,
he was angry with a car in front of him, and then he fucking rode in front of the fella and then brake checked the fella. And then he braked and like confronted the guy on the expressway. Saying that he's an MP and he can impound the fella's car.
Yeah. Sometimes the uniform does things to you.
No, and people, and they reported the guy, right?
Yeah.
And then MINDEF replied saying that they checked with the unit, he's not on ICT.
Yeah.
So he's not supposed to be wearing the uniform.
Huh? Well, then he jealous.
Yeah, so he was not supposed to report to CAM or whatever.
So he's on an ego trip, but he just wore the
uniform
just for fun.
Wow.
Yeah.
Was he actually an MP though?
No.
Maybe.
No.
Not at all.
So he came back saying that no.
Wow.
But even if he was an MP, right, he has no right to do. He has no power.
Yeah. Hey, actually, right, this is the reasons why I'm glad Singapore got no guns, lah. Because this is the fucker who'd be carrying, you know, storing guns. And you might be going on a rampage at like fucking Ion Orchard.
Yeah, it also seems quite weird, right? Yeah. Most of us don't want to wear the uniform. Don't want to wear the uniform for no reason.
I have a feeling.
Maybe he got charged for not turning up for IPPT.
Oh, and then that was...
So he was going back after that.
Yeah, he was going back.
Oh.
Maybe he escaped the fucking fine.
Or maybe he didn't escape. That's why he's so angry.
It can't just be a random night. It's like, I'm going to wear my uniform and go out.
No, it's not night. It was daytime.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was some random day. Tuesday afternoon. Like, I'm going to wear him at number four.
It makes sense. You wouldn't even do it for Halloween. Like, you wouldn't even do it.
I don't think you can. I don't think you can, sorry.
As in, like... You can understand maybe he thought he can get away with it. Yeah. But you wouldn't even want to do that. Because you know you can't. If you don't have a reason to wear your uniform, you should. Actually, the thing is that none of us ever think about it. Why would I want to wear the uniform? For no reason.
Yeah. Doesn't make any sense. Just wear it
for
pride, lah. For Singapore.
No, this fella is doing it for...
And especially if you're not regular. Reason.
Yeah.
Damn.
Right.
And you've got no...
Immediately, like Mindev said that this guy is an operational ready national service man. So it's like an NS guy, NS man.
Yeah, the thing is, I want to know his rank.
I couldn't see. Yeah.
Can you imagine if he's just a man?
Corporal. Yeah.
I was like, what? Honestly, like, there's nothing.
But the funny thing would be the guy who was brick checking is actually a major officer, or some colonel, which
could be, you know, like that's the worst thing to do. That's the worst thing for anyone to do.
Wear the uniform, go on anything, but
that guy could outrank you.
Mindev made a police report already, so
This
guy's gonna be like tracked down.
The license plate, all this, all on the camera.
Maybe
right.
In about a year or so, we will see
the story. Impersonation is probably criminal.
So it can be prosecuted outside and then DB after that.
Oh shit, that's serious.
Because of
the number four, right?
Number four, and
he impersonate, like, if he's not in that
impersonated role, an MP.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a criminal offense.
Criminal offense, yeah.
Yep. Any law enforcement personnel, right?
He threatened the fella.
Right, so I can impound your car or something.
Yeah, he wanted to beat the guy up. He wanted to fight the fella.
On the road.
The expressway, bro.
Wow.
Probably a bad day, lah. Probably IPPT kind of charge. And, you know,
this is the kind of person who should just run over.
Then the guy...
When he break check, he'll be like, it's a bit too late. I just accelerate and run him over. Yeah, anyway.
Well, that guy... There was a case like that. Guy caused a collision and then ran to Phuket.
That's also on our Patreon.
Yeah, go visit when you have the time.
Patreon.com/lotsoflobang.
Yes. Yeah. As for this podcast, we can clearly say it's come to an end.
We got to go back to our massaging ways.
See you all next week. We'll do some investigative work.
Yes.
We'll expose kindergartens.
On the Indian New Year.
Yeah.
Kindergartens. Indian New Year.
Ciao.